Welcome to Natalia Benson, the podcast. If you're ready to launch, scale, or evolve the soul-aligned business of your dreams, then this podcast was made for you. With 16 plus years of entrepreneurial experience on my side, I'm here to empower you with the tools necessary to create life on your terms. I'm a conscious business strategist, money mentor, and astrologer, and here we marry the pragmatic with the mystical. Thank you so much for doing this work with me, and let's dive in. Hello, gorgeous. Welcome to another episode of Natalia Benson, the podcast. This is going to be the last time I say that for a little while, and my loves, I might get a little bit emotional, but I have decided to pause the podcast for a little while. I just had a very powerful experience and I'm going to be very transparent about it. So I actually had an episode that was meant to go live today, and it was me interviewing a couple babes who have finished the Conscious Babe Business School, which is my signature business school, astrology business school that I'm closing. And I sat down with Kayla O'Connor, who was just on the show the other week, and Alana Haldon, and I was about to interview them, and I stopped them mid-conversation and I said, my loves, I am so sorry. I said, I cannot do this. I do not feel like I'm moving in integrity right now because I'm so complete with the business school. I'm just running it for the last time. And I said, I'm so complete and I feel disingenuous sitting here and taking your time to talk about this. And I just had to be really honest. And that was very challenging just because I didn't want to let them down. And they were so loving and gracious with me. So big love and big sparkles to my queens. But in addition, it also opened this conversation where I was like, where else am I telling myself that I should be doing something? Where else am I forcing myself to do what no longer feels in alignment and truly grounded from an authentic, integrity-driven place? And at this moment, this podcast and a little harder than I thought. This is not in alignment for me to do. I do not know why at this moment. I'm fully in the deepest trust that slowing down and pausing and simplifying everything that I'm doing is really, really, really important for me, because where I feel at this moment, I feel that it's so important for me to be in integrity with my studies. And as many of you know, as I've shared, in addition, being in integrity with this process that I am stepping into, which is not only becoming a mother and going on that journey with Mick, but in addition, becoming a medium. And I had a powerful moment last night. I don't even know how Mick and I got on this. We were at dinner and I literally was like, took my stories back to 2021 because I was looking for something. And last night before I went to bed, literally for like an hour, and not that I recommend this, but this is just where my energy was last night. I watched like 9 months worth of stories from 2021. And I watched myself doing and sharing and launching and doing and sharing and launching and every inch of my life showing, sharing every single thing. And I literally looked at this person that is me and I said, I don't recognize who that person is because I have changed so much. And there is just something that I'm experiencing right now that I know is requiring some incubation and some quiet. And I will still be very active over on IG and on my email list. I'll provide both links below. I'm going to be writing a lot more. I'm going to be creating Instagram content still, of course. And of course, serving through MWMM, serving through my one-to-ones. But there is this call right now where something new is being birthed within me and within my consciousness. And not to mention, as I've shared before, I'm having a nodal return very soon. And I really is. It's almost like a nodal return is like this turnpike. I'm turning 37 soon. And the nodal return is like this turnpike where it's like, hey, we're moving and you've got to switch the car to a new track in order to keep going forward. And I get a little emotional because this has been such a big space for me of connection with you angels. And oh, this is not easy, but it really, really feels right. It really, really feels right in this moment. And I'm excited to sit back, and who knows, I could be back in 2 months. I could be back at the end of the year. Let's feel into it. But it really feels right now like this simplification and this centering and this getting back to the basics and really listening to my sacral as a Mani Gen and listening to my being, my body, my guides, and the way that life and God and the universe, my angels, I'm being really guided right now. And I just get to listen to what that is. And there's definitely a wisdom that is like being shown to me in my body. And when something feels heavy and resistant, where it feels like I'm sludging through and my throat starts to close, I'm just like, okay, there's something to look at here of just like, where am I just going through the motions versus coming from a true, authentic place of what my dharma is and like what I'm here to serve through. And in this moment, the expression and iteration of this show and what it has been, it is feeling like my being and my deeper wisdom is asking me to listen and to stop and to pause. So what I want to say is that I am so grateful. This podcast has reached well over, I haven't checked the stats in a while, but well over 1 million downloads. I've had it since 2018. And to say that I feel privileged to have been able to walk this space of my path with you and to share, there are no words, truly. And obviously this is not goodbye. This is just, I need to step back for now, and I will be back with something new when I figure out from a truly embodied place what that is and what it is that I want to be sharing and what it is that I want to be speaking. And even as I'm saying this, my loves, like my whole body is getting excited because it's like, yes, 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 something new wants to come through. And we just need a pause to figure out what that is. And I love you angels so much. And please, if you're not already, please make sure to come and connect with me on Instagram at Natalia_Benson. Please let me know that you got this message. Let me know you got this message. And in addition to that, like I said, I'm going to be very active on Instagram, very active in my emails, and excited to just take this pause for now and see what it is that we are here to create together in the future. And like I said, who knows? Who knows when I'll be back? Could be soon, could be a little bit more later, but I can't wait. You know, especially if you've listened to the show for a really long time, I just want to say from the deepest place of my being, thank you so freaking much. I am so honored. And this is just the beginning. And it doesn't matter how slow you go, as long as you don't stop. I'm not stopping forever, but I am going to go very, very slow right now and put down the mic for a little while. I love you, honeys, and thank you so much, literally, for everything that you've brought to my life. Even if you've just listened to the show and you've never even talked to me, it means everything. I feel you, and I am just so grateful to continue on, however that may look. So I will see you over on Instagram. I'll see you in your inbox. I'll have Lane link both in the show notes. And of course, if you would like to work together, MWMM is still rocking and rolling. We'll have the waitlist in the show notes. And if you'd like to look at being spiritually mentored by me, you can join the waitlist below for that as well. I love you guys so much. Like, thank you from the deepest place of my heart. And for now, we close the book, but we leave the chapter, and let's see what we create in the future. I love you guys so much. Okay, bye-bye.